Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700. One of our skilled mortgage consultants will work with you to find the lowest rates and closing costs for your home financing needs. Hunt Mortgage has many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment. That allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. You can check out our low rate guarantee, and there are certain restrictions that do apply, so details are on our website at www.huntmortgage.com. And don't forget the first ever 24/7 365 real estate hotline. It's the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. Simply dial 716-631-4800. Enter the street number of the house you want to know about, and no matter whose listing it is, the Hunt Hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description. You will then be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically and just that fast. Anytime, in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. As you know, there are a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, and we have a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know have been considering selling a property, now is the time. And at Hunt, we can list your home for free. That's right. Any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer out there with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you will pay a commission only if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who is ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under terms and conditions acceptable to you. In addition, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. You can ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and the Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. And for those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about an aspect of real estate, call us in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236. *930 on your cell phone, or you can text us at 3930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We're going to have a terrific show for you today. Joining me on Our House this morning are Barry Muscat, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Clary Frank, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. Welcome, both of you, and thank you for joining me on this sunny, cold winter morning in March. It's great to have you both here.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you, Susan. Thanks for having me.
And it's especially nice to have both of you here because Hunt has an annual award celebration, and I happen to be sitting with some of the big winners from our award celebration this week. We realized this morning and through our discussions that everybody on the radio this morning from Hunt is a big winner. Nancy, you were recognized as a top mortgage consultant for Hunt Mortgage. Congratulations to you. I know how hard you work on behalf of your clients, and it must have been quite an honor for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It truly was. We all work so hard throughout the year and have such great opportunities working with the real estate community and our, our buyers out there that can give us the opportunity to help them.
And every time you're on the show, Nancy, I say as a Hunt customer in that I bought my house through Hunt and used Hunt Mortgage throughout the process, and Nancy was my mortgage consultant, I couldn't have been happier with the experience. So a testimonial on the fact that your award was well-deserved. So congratulations to you
Thank
on
you.
That.
Thank you again.
Also, Barry Muscat, you racked up a bunch of hardware this past week. So congratulations to you at the branch level. You are a rising star at our Hunt Williamsville Village office. On the national level for ERA, you were recognized as a 2018 Leaders Circle winner, which is among the highest level of achievement in the ERA franchise. So congratulations about that. In our Buffalo Niagara region, you are also recognized as the Rising Star of the Year. That means of all of the branches that Hunt has throughout the Buffalo Niagara region, all of the Rising Stars, those would be agents who had done $1 million of business during the year in the beginning stages of their career. You were recognized as the top, having written over $8 million of business in that year. So congratulations to you on that. But even more impressive, you won the C. Stewart Hunt Award, Rising Star of the Year, which recognizes the individual real estate professional from all of our regions. That would be Arizona, New York State, and Massachusetts as well. So we couldn't be prouder of you. I know you are out of the Hunt Williamsville Village office that I have the pleasure and honor to manage for Hunt. We're so proud of you at the Village. We're so proud of you at the Buffalo Niagara region, and especially with this company-wide award at the company level. I know we're all proud of you as well. So congratulations to you. Tell me what that what all those awards have meant to you.
Well, thank you. It's pretty exciting. It was a pretty exciting week. I was especially proud to win that award for our region. But then, wow, when I won the C. Stewart Hunt Award, that was just the icing on the cake. Anyone who knows me knows I'm a dessert guy, so that's really inappropriate. is that a metaphor or a simile? But maybe in my case, the fact that it's the hot fudge on my coffee ice cream even makes it dearer to me. But this company-wide award is called the C. Stewart Hunt Award. Hunt is a family-owned business, which has been in business for
over 100 years.
That's an amazing statistic in today's world, and that kind of aligns with my personal values and experience in business, the company's longevity, its commitment to the community. All those things were reasons why I elected to join Hunt. So I understand that Stewart Hunt was more than just the chairman and patriarch of the region's leading real estate family. He was described actually as a mentor to many, one of the last of the old school gentlemen, a role model, a community cheerleader, a tireless downtown Buffalo advocate, a voice of reason, and as he was wont to say, a family man and father figure. So not to elevate myself to his stature, but that description includes a lot of the goals and values that I aim for myself, to be a gentleman, a role model, to conduct myself with integrity. I'm also a community cheerleader, a tireless Buffalo advocate, and my family is the most important thing to me. So for me, this particular award is especially meaningful. I'm sure that it has a special meaning to the Hunt family, so I'm very touched.
Well, we were so very proud of you. Nancy, you work out of our Village office very often while you cover all areas of Western New York. And I know you're licensed in Florida as well. Am I correct about that?
Yes.
I know you're also proud of Barry's accomplishments. And as collectively, because we all work together in the Village office, I'm pleased to be able to say that the Hunt Williamsville Village office received a designation as the most improved branch. We had a tremendous year last year. We had about 40% growth in our office, and so we were recognized at the Buffalo Niagara level. But then we also won the distinction of most improved branch at the company-wide level. So you're listening to a number of winners here today. The agents in the Williamsville Village office are truly real estate professionals, and we appreciate the assistance that we get from you, Nancy, with all of our mortgage needs. In checking with you about where we're at with mortgages, Nancy, I keep getting a weekly rate sheet from Hump Mortgage, and I've been kind of keeping my eye on the rates, and I imagine rates staying a little bit below where people thought they might have gone to this spring or early spring is helping the market.
Yes, it definitely has. The forecast rates have been increasing. And rates were closer to 5% just about a month ago. But rates have slowly decreased. We're looking right now at an average of about 4.5 on a 30-year fixed. So definitely a great opportunity for many of our buyers.
And when we see the rates go down, we tend to see a little bit more activity with buyers. Sometimes buyers pull back when rates are going up, or I guess sometimes it might have an immediate result of getting people off the sideline. If they've been thinking about getting out there and they see an uptick in rates, it might make them race out there to secure a lower rate. But as they start going down, it seems like buyers start to flood the market. They want to be able to be prepared. And part of what your role is helping people to be prepared, correct?
Yes. You know, it's such a great time of year to prepare. Everybody's getting their, Some are getting tax returns, and it's all about getting ready and being prepared to purchase, whether it's next week, next month, next year. At least you can get the information. I'm more than happy to sit down with anybody that's thinking of purchasing a home, again, whether it's now or in the future. We would review income, credit, assets, and talk about their comfort level. You know, what are you spending right now on rent? And what do you feel you're saving per month? What would you like to spend? Those are really, really important things to discuss. So not only, you know, how high can I approve someone, but truly what matters is what will they be comfortable spending?
And that sounds like a lot more information than someone would be able to get from an online mortgage company, right? You really do need to sit down with someone. While you have an app that can help people to get started, I think it's important to be able to have conversations with a professional.
I can't agree more. You know, our technology has brought us in a direction where you can get information online, you can get information by talking to, you know, this person, that person, but every situation is different. Everybody has different circumstances. And I think it's so important to sit down and talk to the buyer. We do have the online app, nancy.huntmortgage.com. So anybody can feel free to go directly to the app, put their information in preliminary, and then we'll discuss it on the phone or meet face-to-face, whatever is easier and can accommodate the buyer.
And the follow-up is the key. You being able to review that information with your clients, I think, makes it so much more understandable. It's a complicated process for people, particularly first-time home buyers who've never been through the mortgage process before, and I know you do a great job. I had purchased several homes before I sat with you, but you really did sit down and go through everything with me, and it was very helpful because things changed in the, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, sometimes 20, 30 years since people have purchased a home. Mortgage information changes almost monthly. It seems like all kinds of new programs and new requirements and forms and regulations. So I think it's so important that they have firsthand, up-to-date information.
Yes, you know, it definitely can be overwhelming. The process can be overwhelming. It's a lot of information. Anybody you talk to, you know, I didn't have to have money to buy. I had to have a lot of money to buy. It is different for everybody. It's all based on their qualifications.
And later in the show, I think we can circle back to conversations about how you are a mortgage broker, so you have lots of different banks and programs and lenders that you can work with. So that'll be great information for us to cover. But in terms of, they get started, Barry, with the mortgage consultant. Now you're there as a real estate professional. How are you helping your clients to find homes in the marketplace right now? It's a little bit more challenging. The market, we hear all the time, is a seller's market. We've got people who are putting their houses on the market and homes that are selling really quickly and working with buyers. I know you take great interest and great care working hand in hand with your clients. Tell me a little bit about how you do that.
Those were about five questions in one cluster, so I'll pick out any of those I could remember.
Terrific.
But it's a difficult challenge actually to find homes when the inventory is low. I kind of think it's worked out really interesting for me and well as far as being able to help my clients, because over the course of the last 2 years, I seem to be, half of my transactions are helping sellers and half of my transactions are helping buyers. So I really see both sides of the picture. I know the market deeply. I care about each client, whether it's someone buying a luxury home or whether it's a first time home buyer, people downsizing. Everybody has different needs, different requirements. And there's just lots to be able to do.
And we've talked about it, you and I, in terms of your role. You and I are sort of on the same page about how we approach things from a problem-solving standpoint. When we work with buyers and sellers, each of them has their own unique set of challenges that they're trying to address, whether it's a first-time home buyer or, like you say, a luxury home seller. They have different considerations. And I think your approach is to meet with your clients, listen to your clients, understand what it is that their needs are, and then work with them to try to one by one solve each one of those problems for them. And you've had considerable success doing that. You mentioned working with, you know, luxury listings. You've had quite a bit of success in this past year, in particular in the city, with some really kind of distinctive properties in the city. That's sort of an area of expertise, a little bit of your interest and background.
Yeah, well, I've always loved the built environment. I love the city and the unique opportunities we have in Buffalo with our major landmarks, and every major American architect who has contributed to American architecture. We have an evidence of their buildings here in Buffalo. So it's a great place to be, whether it's looking at those major landmarks or vernacular architecture. But in answer to your question, yes, it's been kind of fun. You know, people want to be in the city, whether it's millennials who are looking at the city, or whether it's suburbanites, if that's a word, who have raised their kids, are looking to downsize, are looking for a little more excitement. So actually, it's been fun. I know the high-rise buildings very well. So I've had transactions in the Park Lane, which is a venerable structure, 33 Gate Circle at Delaware. I'm sure everyone knows the building. It's one of those pre-war buildings, which is kind of a term used loosely, came from New York City. It's really buildings that were built basically before World War II. It conjures up images of what high ceilings and thick walls and plaster woodwork and elegance. So there's the Park Lane. I've actually had transactions in 800 West Ferry, which is a Gothic revival icon in the city. It was really developed by Darwin Martin of the Martin House fame, by Darwin Martin's son, Darwin Readpath Martin. That's still one of our finest addresses in the city. The Campanile is a co-op on Delaware. There are a couple apartments available there now, actually. And then there are other buildings such as Delaware Tower, 1088 Delaware. That's glazed blue brick structure, a modern structure, and with a big white arch for the entry. So, yeah, it's been fun working with people in those situations.
And clearly your appreciation for architecture and your design experience helps you to guide clients who are interested in those buildings. So it's not about necessarily the numbers of bedrooms and bathrooms, but about the history and about the design aesthetic for those. I know that you mentioned Darwin Martin. You're a senior docent at the Darwin Martin House, giving tours of the facility. I know that you've served on the City of Buffalo Preservation Board. I know that you have written for 20 years for Spree Magazine. I think you're sort of their expert in preservation and development.
They call me their architecture critic.
There you go. And so clearly your passion for those things translates very well into your real estate career. And you're able to help people who have an appreciation for those things find the really unique properties for them. And I think that's a unique skill. Not everyone has that level of expertise. And you come to real estate with some other expertise. You owned a business for 40 years. We're CEO of a local business, and I imagine a lot of that management skill and training comes into play in your new newer real estate career or second career.
Yeah, actually, it all did kind of blend together, but I always wanted to be an architect. I never had anybody really who advised me or pushed me. I went back to school kind of as a non-traditional student. That means I was older than everybody else. And I switched to architectural history, but I've always built. I developed some land in Niagara on the Lake and built five homes there on eight lots, which really gave me sensitivity to the history of buildings, working with their local preservation people, which was LACAC, and it's all kind of translated and tied together.
And I think that is one of the things that helps you, your interest in architecture, it helps you to understand how to help people create a vision. So many times people can't see the end product, much like in mortgages, Nancy. People, they know they want to live in a house, they know they need the money to do it, but you're actually helping them to create the vision of how to get there, right? There's a path to follow. It's complicated, but it's your job to help them walk them through that.
Absolutely. So like we talked about, encourage them to, set up a time to meet face-to-face or on the phone, whatever's easier for their schedule, but walk through the process from beginning to end. And, it's all about, again, being prepared, knowing what you're going to need, knowing what you're going to pay.
And I think we'll have an opportunity in the next segment to talk about some of the specifics and how we're in a position to be able to help people do those things. So we'll be right back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all the homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services. Powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. You can also ask about our pre-purchase commitment, and that's available only at Hunt Mortgage. Or you can call our Hunt ERA Customer Service Center at 633-9400, where one of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you are buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home, or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm in the studio with Barry Musket, licensed real estate salesperson working out of our Hunt Williamsville Village office, and Nancy Clary Frank, mortgage consultant at Hunt Mortgage. If you'd like to join us in the conversation today, call us in the studio at 803-0930, *930 on your cell phone, or text us your question at 3930. Before we get started, I just want to remind everyone that tickets to the 20th Decorator Show House, that is the Palmer Centennial House, they are on sale now. The home is located at 288 Lincoln Parkway. This unique home will be open to the public from April 27th through May 19th. It's presented by the Junior League of Buffalo and the Buffalo News, and all proceeds benefit a significant community project. To purchase tickets and to learn more, visit jlbuffalo.org or call 884-8865. Barry, I think you're familiar with the Decorator Show House, having written for Buffalo Spree about the show house for many years now.
Yes, I think this is actually the 20th Decorator Show House. They happen every 2 years. Is that biennial? This year it's the Palmer House. It's an arts and crafts home on Lincoln Parkway. It's always great fun because the Junior League women do an amazing job. There's decorators, there's craftspeople, there's carpenters. What they accomplish is kind of amazing. It's this huge construction melee with a tight deadline, and then all of a sudden, this madhouse transforms into one of these grand homes of yore that we all want to be in. So it's a pleasure, really, to cover. I think there's 31 decorated spaces and decorators that work. And, of course, the fact that their proceeds have benefited Western New York nonprofits and charities for all these years makes it even more important.
I've always enjoyed my visits to the Decorator Show House. I encourage people who have perhaps not done it in the past to take advantage of this really unique opportunity. We have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Debbie. Welcome to our house. What can we help you with?
I just wanted to know, what are closing costs running these days? What should a person plan on saving if they want to save for closing costs? And can you just do a brief rundown of what's included in the closing costs? And just a general ballpark figure.
Thank you for that call, Debbie. I'm going to turn that over to you, Nancy. And I think obviously with every situation, it's going to be specific to the individual property and to the individual homeowner. But maybe you could give us a general idea about how closing costs work.
Sure. Yes, it is very specific. When you're looking to purchase a home, there's three pieces. One, the down payment, which obviously is the difference between what you're paying for a house and what you're borrowing. But you also have taxes, where you have to reimburse the seller for taxes and then fund an escrow account, which is a savings for your future taxes, your home insurance, and then you have your closing costs. So the closing costs will vary depending on the program, could vary depending on whether it's an owner-occupied property, an investment property, a second home. So there are definitely particulars to actually determining that number. So it's difficult to actually say how much it's going to be until we know what we're working with in the sense of price, taxes, program. But I am more than available at any time. Anybody can reach me on my cell direct at 716-316-8118, and I'd be happy to answer those questions specific to a home range that you're looking in.
Terrific. And Nancy, you said earlier that people can begin the mortgage process with you with a special app that you have.
Yes.
How would people reach you with that again?
Yes. So my direct online application. So if anybody wants to begin the process, they can go directly to nancy.huntmortgage.com. That's nancy.huntmortgage.com. They can submit their information. They can either submit their documents or just their information regarding their income and their assets. I get an alert. I will go ahead then and review the credit, put some information together, give you a call, and we can set up a time to talk on the phone, or we can set up a time to meet face-to-face and discuss exactly what you're looking to accomplish, what your goals are.
And when buyers have met with you and they're pre-approved and they're ready to go, Barry, you have a couple properties that are on the market right now, and we encourage people to go out and visit open houses and meet with a real estate agent, a professional who's going to assist them through the process. But you've got two houses in particular that if people were interested in, you might be able to help them find their next dream home.
Right. I actually do, and I have properties that might appeal to people who want an easier lifestyle, who don't want to be shoveling each winter or cutting their grass, still have the ability to maybe plant a few flowers in containers and go to condominium or a co-op living. So I happen to have two properties now at different ends of the market. One is a really nice townhouse, 353 Old Meadow. It's in Ransom Oaks. It's in the Woodgate Village section of Ransom Oaks, which has its own pool, its own clubhouse, its own tennis court. reasonable fees. It's a bath and a half and two bedrooms. And it'll be open next weekend for an open house. I should clarify by that saying that there is considerable interest in it. If it's sold or goes under contract prior to that, we will hold an open house somewhere else.
And that does seem to be happening. That properties seem to be moving really, really quickly. So that's really a lifestyle for someone to want to be able to forego the home ownership experience. If I've lived in a house for 20 years and had a pool in my backyard, and every spring I had to open my pool and every fall I had to close my pool, I would imagine the idea of moving into a townhouse that had a pool available to me would be pretty attractive.
Right. People love that lifestyle.
Sure, not just having my sidewalk shoveled and my driveway plowed, but in addition having the convenience of the whole lifestyle. Now, I know you have another property in the Graythorn, beautiful, stunning neighborhood, and that's also a lifestyle, a patio home. It's you own your own yard, you have sort of single family home in a homeowners association condo setting. So you've had that house at 70 Harbridge listed, correct?
Right. I'm particularly excited about this house. It's really a treasure. It's better than new. It's probably about 6 or 7 years old. It's a one floor plan with two bedrooms, 2.5 baths on the main floor, and then there's a totally finished lower level with 3 egress windows, which have another bedroom and bath and a half. It's a place for in-laws, for guests, for healthcare aides, whatever you might need to be able to age in place. What's really terrific about that property is it happens to back the golf course. CCB, Country Club of Buffalo, is the backyard. There's a lovely fence, but it's got a great view in the winter. It's white and glistening in today's sun. In the summer, it's green space. And what's really nice is that I'm very familiar with the community as it happens, but the streets are plowed, the driveways are snowblown, the walks are shoveled to the front door, all your landscaping is included. So it's a great way to live.
And so many people have the challenges of they've lived in a house for a long period of time and they think it might be time to move. Maybe the stairs have taken their toll and they're looking for a ranch or they're looking for a patio home. And Nancy, starting with you, helping them to get pre-approved with that pre-purchase commitment can help them to go out into the marketplace with a really attractive offer in this competitive environment, correct?
Yes, our pre-purchase commitment program is just a great program. This is a program where we take a buyer through the mortgage process before they purchase a home. So we basically reverse the order. Instead of purchasing a home, applying for your mortgage, going through the process that way, we reverse it where we verify income, we verify assets. We do everything that we would do as if they purchased the home, except for they can't lock their rate in because we don't know when we'd be closing, depending on when they find a home. And obviously, there's no home to appraise. But other than that, everything else is verified. It goes through underwriting. We issue an actual commitment letter. So now you have a buyer that goes in to present an offer that is very close to cash. Very close to cash. So it really puts our buyers in a great position, allows them to close faster. It gives the seller the comfort level that the financing is in place.
Just this week, we had an agent in the Williamsville Village office who was working with clients on a multiple offer situation. And because you had gotten them pre-approved with a pre-purchase commitment, my understanding is it helped them to secure their offer, which may not have been the highest offer.
Yeah, this young couple was so excited. I mean, so excited. They went in on an offer. They've put offers in on other houses, haven't been successful. This was the house. They were up against six other offers, and we put them through this program. They walked in with a very competitive offer, very competitive price, had the pre-purchase commitment, and they got the house. And the listing agent notified the buyer's agent that it was the pre-purchase commitment program that allowed them to get the offer accepted. They're able to close faster, which was very enticing to the seller. And the worry was taking off the table that they would not be able to get a loan. They had their mortgage commitment in place. So very exciting.
What a great example of real estate professionals working together. And we'll give a shout out to Colleen DiCostanzo from the Hunt Williamsville Village office, who was also a Rising Star, recognized this past week at our celebration ceremony. And she assisted those that couple that you were talking about, those clients, in that process. So proud of everybody at the Hunt Williamsville Village office. We all know it's the place to be. So we'll be right back with more from our house to yours after these messages.
This is Linda Malaya, president of Hunt Mortgage. The market continues to change from day to day, but one thing that hasn't changed since 1911 is our commitment to serve the needs of Western New York homebuyers. At Hunt Mortgage, we will always work to find our clients the best rate and home financing options available. Rates are rising, and now may be the very best time to buy or refinance your home before these low rates disappear.
Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Susan Ballard sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our house is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web to find all homes available throughout the regions we serve, with access to a complete set of home ownership services. It's powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. And you can reach a mortgage consultant at 633-3700. And you want to ask about our pre-purchase commitment that's available only at Hunt Mortgage. You can call also one of our Hunt ERA customer service centers at 633-9400. And our representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you need financing, insurance, or even home improvements. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, and it's available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA agent. I'm back in the studio with Barry Muscat and Nancy Caleri Frank. If you'd like to join us in the conversation, you can call us in the studio at 803-0930 or text us with your question at 3930. Just to reiterate, the tickets to the 20th Decorator Show House at the Palmer Centennial House are on sale now. And this unique home will be open to the public from April 27th through May 19th. It's a great opportunity for you to support the Junior League of Buffalo. The Buffalo News is also presenting this, and proceeds benefit community projects. So you can purchase your tickets and learn more by visiting jlbuffalo.org, or you can call 884-8865. What a great way to start the spring with that Decorator Show House. We're heading into the spring real estate market, which tends to be the busiest time of year. We have seen a shortage of listings in many of the most desirable neighborhoods, both to first-time home buyers, to those that are looking to downsize, those that are looking to find ranches for themselves, all kinds of unique niches in the market. We're seeing shortages. So we know there are people that are out there that are thinking about listing their houses. And I guess, Barry, this couldn't be a better time for them, right?
It's right. There's a shortage on the market. Prices are probably optimum for the seller. It's not just a matter of listing the house, though. I really believe that a real estate professional, I kind of pride myself on my ability to do this, but to go into the property and really talk to the owners, see what their goals are, but perhaps get the house ready to be shown. Maybe not so far as staging it, but as far as I had a couple experiences this year with homes that had dribbles of water in the basement. It's that time of year, and I think this might ring true with a lot of people. But, you know, my advice was let's get that fixed instead of having it be a problem later with inspection or arguments during showings. Let's make it a feature. Let's get a warranty and show a newly waterproof basement. I don't believe in investing more than you really need to sell a home, but I do think we should try and show it at its best. And I have some clients who are just really pleased with the results from suggestions, just taking up the carpets to show off the wood floors, fresh coat of paint, things that are not $40,000 kitchen investments, but are just present the house in its best light.
And that's great advice. And sometimes people do, though, want to spend that $40,000. They think, well, my kitchen, I've lived here and it was adequate for me, but if I'm going to put it on the market and get top dollar, I should probably update things. And what would you advise someone to do? To just jump right in and spend that money? Or?
Yeah, I think I think each case is different. If you can get your money back and plus be compensated for the aggravation and the inconvenience, then maybe it's the way to go. However, maybe just a fresh coat of paint, taking away some clutter. There are things that just don't cost any money. So I actually have a couple listings coming up that might help people who are looking for things coming on the market, if I could share them.
Sure, absolutely. Where would those be?
Well, one's actually in the UB area near the 990 on North Forest. It's a little condo community called Chelsea Place. There are eight apartments in three buildings, and it's actually a first floor unit, which is highly desirable with no stairs, 1.5 baths, 2 bedrooms, gas fireplace. It'll be very affordably priced in the high 150s. I think that's one that's going to go pretty quick.
Sure. It's a very, it's a seller's market. It's the time of year where the buyers are out there. So people that are interested in, you know, putting their house on the market, I don't want them to think they're too late. I mean, obviously by the snow on the ground, it's not quite spring yet. It may not be quite spring yet until June sometimes, it feels like around here. But if someone were interested in talking to you about the possibility of putting their house on the market, Barry, how would they reach you?
I'd love to meet with them. Easiest way to reach me is on my cell phone, which is 716-982-5300. You can text me or call me. My email is barrymuscat@unitedunif.com.
That was the first career.
At huntrealestate.com.
So we're just going to repeat that. It's Barry.
Barry, Barry.Muscat, MUSKAT, at HuntRealEstate, that's one word, .com.
Old habits die hard.
They don't they?
We all know that. So in terms of listings and people who might, again, be thinking that they would consider putting their house on the market, we want to reassure them it's not too late. And if their concern is if it's a seller's market and, you know, prices are optimal for the seller and they have to purchase another property. So right. They're not just selling and leaving the country, although I know a lot of people have talked about going to Tahiti after this winter. But so let's say somebody is looking to move out of the home that they've lived in the suburbs and they're looking to move into a condo in the city and they're recognizing that there aren't a lot of opportunities. How do you help them solve that problem?
Well, I'm not one who puts a lot of faith in the spring market. I think it's way overblown. We sell homes all year long, and if there are earnest buyers who are really looking for a home, they'll buy the house in September and October and November and December, and our statistics, as you know, show that. So
it's not too late to start.
It's not too late. It's certainly not too late. Yeah, I have another listing coming up that I'm pretty excited about as well. It is a large ranch house, a custom-built ranch house in East Amherst. It's undergoing renovation. I guess you call it contemporary California ranch. It's got an enormous oversized garage, 3.5-car garage. I don't know how you get half a car in it, but that's what it's called. But it's in a beautiful section of East Amherst, and it has a The kitchen was gutted. It has a brand new kitchen. It has brand new bathrooms, 3.5 bathrooms, all in very contemporary, current shades. It's kind of transitional in style, all new wood floors. Really, it'll be a gem.
It sounds very desirable. So many people nowadays want that opportunity to purchase a home and really have it turnkey ready, where they're going to walk in, drop their boxes, roll out their area rugs, unpack their dishes, and serve dinner in the dining room that evening. So there is a large segment of the population that is looking to do that. But Nancy, we know there's other people who think that I can purchase a home that hasn't been improved by someone else, and I can actually put the improvements in it myself, customize it to my taste and my needs. And sometimes it means taking out a wall and expanding spaces. You know, 50 years ago, we weren't building open concept kitchens. People desire that now. So there are opportunities for people who don't have something as ready-made as Barry has to offer coming up. How would people finance that? How does that work if they don't have the money quite now to reach into their pocket to spend it, but the home would ultimately be worth so much more and they could borrow against that?
Yeah, at Hunt Mortgage, we have various products available, and we have a product that is a rehab mortgage. So you close on the home as the property stands, and then there's X amount of dollars put aside for the rehab. So it's a closing on, it's a one closing. You close on the home as it stands, and then it's like a construction loan attached to that base loan. So it's really a great product, because when you get into a home, most of us don't have much equity where you can turn around and get a home equity loan. So this ties it right in. And that amount is determined by the amount of repairs that you want to do, and then what the ending value will be after that work is done.
So it sounds a little bit complicated from a banking standpoint, but from a simple big picture real estate standpoint, it sounds like you can plan what your home is going to end up like. You can promise that you're going to make those improvements, and along the way, you can receive money to help you pay for those improvements.
So for example, I see a house for $100,000 and I want to put about $25,000 worth of work into the home. So the appraiser, through the initial mortgage process, would go to the home, determine what the property is worth today, see the estimates of the work that you're going to have done to the property, and determine what that end value will be. Your mortgage amount then is based on the percentage of what that end value will be.
Well, I'm always amazed, Nancy, because you are such an expert and you're able to break down these kind of challenging concepts for your clients. Because, as I mentioned earlier, you're a mortgage broker, so you don't just have one program that a bank might offer. A mortgage broker differs from other lenders in that regard, right?
Yeah, we work with 10 to 15 different lenders, both locally and out of state. So what that does to our buyers is it offers them many, many different products. If you walk into one bank, you're getting just their programs, just their rates, just their costs. By working with somebody like myself, you have a lot of options.
Terrific. And people would reach you again at?
My cell direct is 716-316-8118.
Terrific. And Barry, your expertise is obviously evidenced today throughout our conversations and the recognition that you've received through the awards this past week. And again, if individuals wanted to seek your professional expertise, how would they reach you?
Please call my text for confidential discussion. I'd love to come to your home or show you new homes. 716-982-5300.
Well, it's been really a pleasure having you both on the radio today. Congratulations for your success, and thank you for all that you do for Hunt Real Estate and Hunt Mortgage and our buyers and sellers out there. I know the level of service that you deliver is outstanding, and I'm so very proud to be able to say that I work with both of you. And I also want to remind people about the Decorator Show House. Don't forget about that. And thank you for joining me today at our house. Special thank you to Barry Muscat, Nancy Clary Frank. This is Susan Ballard wishing you a great day. And remember, when it comes to real estate, Western New York is Hunt Country.